Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and getting ready to head to the Bahamas for our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with our friends from Explorer Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio, by the way. And to help me get ready, of course, I have Clay, who is the big cheese there at Explorer Ventures, on the Scuba Radio hotline right now. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Hey, I'm getting ready to go to the Bahamas. It doesn't get much better than that, well, other than actually being there already. So so I'm excited.
It's coming soon.
Exactly. Now this itinerary, and once again, you'll hear all about this next week as we broadcast live from the vessel. That'll be the EV2, right? Explorer Venture 2?
Yep, Caribbean Explorer 2. Running out of Great Exuma, Georgetown Great Exuma, going over to... Long Island, San Salvador, and the southeastern Bahamas. It's a wonderful trip.
Yes, I had the opportunity to do this. I guess it's been a little over a year ago, and went out there and did this itinerary. You fly into Georgetown Exuma, which is a small little Bahama out island, really cool atmosphere, and you board the boat, and then literally you don't really see civilization for the next 7 days. It's definitely out there because Conception Island and some of those other places or what, marine protected areas or wildlife sanctuaries? What's going on?
Yeah, there are some of those down there, and it's just a nice remote area. There's not a lot of people that go down there on a regular basis, and we're the only liveaboard running regularly scheduled cruises down in that area.
Yeah, and one of the things we saw last time, and I know it's fairly common, especially for the summer months or at this time of year, is the hammerhead sharks.
Yep, the hammerheads have been all over the place, and they usually start early spring, and they're still around. We just got a call or word from the boat last week that they were diving with hammerheads again last week. And did you hear what else we saw last week?
Well, I got wind of a couple rumors, and I don't know if it was something that the office was throwing my way just to kind of make me like, oh man, you got to get there now, But what are you hearing exactly?
Well, we saw a whale shark, and we saw a manta last week.
Nice. Whale sharks and manta. Was it the same week?
I believe it was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, both those critters, not very common, I'm guessing, for that part of the world, but you just never know in an area like that what might be cruising by, I'm guessing, right?
Exactly right. It's a sort of wild back of beyond area, despite what a lot of people think of Bahamas. It's not very close in. It's very remote, and there's a lot of excitement to be had underwater down there.
Yeah. Well, one of the things people usually need to go to certain places in the world to guarantee a sighting of a particular animal, whether it's like manta rays. We found out a few months ago, we went to Kona, Hawaii, and we were surrounded by 17 of them. But my first manta ray experience was off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. Pure chance encounter, but it's just one of those kind of things. And when you get into those environments that are as pristine as where we're going to go diving next week in the Bahamas, those kind of encounters are make it just that much more magical, I would think. Don't you think, or what?
I'd have to agree with you.
I mean, the thing about manta rays is one thing. I've done that. I've seen them. You never get bored of seeing a manta, so I definitely want to see that. But, I've yet to do the whale shark thing. I have never seen a whale shark in the wild or actually in an aquarium. I haven't been up to the Atlanta Aquarium yet to see those captive whales, and I don't know if I'm really into it anyway. But I've never seen them. Have you?
Not yet. No, I haven't been that lucky. Where's the end? I'm down on the Galapagos boat all the time, every week, but I haven't had the opportunity to get out of the office down there yet.
Yeah, well, that is not right, Clay. Come on.
I know. I gotta talk to somebody about that.
You're gonna have to talk to the. You're gonna have to talk to the boss and go in there and have a little conversation and say, "Hey, come on."
It's just getting silly.
But yeah, it's I want to see some whale sharks. That is definitely on my to-do or must-see thing when it comes to scuba diving. Man, I'd love to mark that off the list there in the Exumas. Now, just running through the itinerary real quick, we go out of Georgetown Exuma, which is kind of a remote little out island of the Bahamas, and then what's the first island we come to? Is it San Salvador or is it Conception Island? What is it?
Usually we go to Long Island first, do checkout dives, and then head farther to the southeast and hit Conception and San Sal, and then back to Long Island, back to Georgetown. So, you know, everything is weather dependent, but the weather down there, the last couple months has just been wonderful.
Yeah, we're in so-called hurricane season, and we haven't even had a storm blow through or develop so far. This is quite remarkable in its own right. And, you know, we got another one of these trips coming up in September 26th, where we're going out of the Bahamas again, this time out of Freeport for a wild dolphin adventure. But I had a listener email me last week about just that, about hurricane season, saying, "Greg, you know, we want to go on one of these trips with you guys. They sound amazing, the shows that we've heard you do from the boat, but the trip in September, we want to book that wild dolphin excursion, but it's hurricane season." And someone told me, like, "Whoa, you better rethink that a little bit. That's just not the case, right, Clay?"
Well, I don't think so. I mean, if it were that big a deal to worry about, certainly things can happen, but they can. It's the same things that could happen if you lived in Florida or the Bahamas or anywhere in the Caribbean, and it's just so it's not. Not that big a deal. Generally, the diving and the water temperature is higher, the weather's nice and all that. And if a storm comes through, the nice thing about today's technology is you know a long time ahead of time and can make plans accordingly.
That's right. You can go elsewhere or take the boat away from the storm, whatever you need to do. But the reality is, and I've said this many times on Scuba Radio before, is that the months of August, September, even going into November there, not November. I skipped October, didn't I? See? What do I know? But
they threw October in there a couple months ago.
Exactly.
Messed me up too.
That's right. But those months of August, September, October, you can have some spectacular diving in the Caribbean or off the coast of Florida there, because the summer months, you know, they're starting to wane, so the heat, the intense heat is starting to cool off just a little bit. However, because of those summer months, the water is calmed down, there's less wind and less particulate in the water, so it has a tendency to make the visibility clear up quite well, which lends itself to underwater photography and videos and that kind of thing. And of course, the water temp is still warm. It hasn't cooled off, because even though the air temp may have cooled down a few degrees. So I think September in particular is the best month of diving in the Caribbean, bar none, excluding any storms. Now, of course, you got to take that into account. But look, you know, once again, you know, if a storm comes, you usually know about it in advance. You guys can make contingency plans. You have, you know, you have a very liberal, I know, policy when it comes to weather creating a problem for one of your liveaboard trips. So you've been very accommodating if that ever does come up. But the chances are really low that that's going to be an issue. And once again, you can get trip insurance and that kind of stuff to cover your bud a little bit in that regard anyway. So I think the bottom line is they should go for it. Did I sell you?
You definitely sold me. No problem.
Okay. All right, good. So yeah, we got next week in the Exumas. No storms on the horizon. Of course, we're going to broadcast from the boat. You'll hear all about it and get a little sneak peek behind liveaboard diving, what it's like and how spectacular it is, and who knows what kind of critters we're going to see. Then coming up in September, we have this wild dolphin excursion. Now, you haven't done that one either. Not only have you not done the Galapagos, you haven't been able to do this itinerary, right?
Well, I've done the Galapagos itinerary. I just didn't get lucky enough to see the whale sharks.
Oh, okay.
Down here, down there. But no, I haven't done the diving and wild dolphin itinerary. And that, you know, the cool thing about that is that it is, you know, unique in the liveaboard diving world. Get a chance to do three dives a day, spend the afternoons interacting with wild-spotted dolphins. And, you know, it's just something different. It's, you know, something along the lines of, or similar to, you know, going to the Silver Banks to go swim with the humpbacks. And, you know, it's just something that gives you a lot of opportunities, a lot of different experiences to sort of put in your quiver, as it were, as far as dive travel.
Yes, you know, it really gives you an opportunity to immerse yourself in the whole diving lifestyle. I mean, not to knock going to your favorite little out-island, you know, tiki bar and hanging out with your diver friends, but when you get on a liveaboard, I mean, really diving is the focus, but it's still totally at your own pace. So if you want to do five dives a day and just totally go nuts, you can do that. If you want to kick back and do two or three a day and work on your suntan or read a book or whatever, you got your own little floating resort there in the middle of paradise. And I mean, if you can't tell already, I obviously love liveaboard diving. I think it's the ultimate way to go if you're a diver. And like you said, it gives you an opportunity to go some really cool places as well. One of those, obviously, will be this liveaboard we got September 26th out of Freeport, Bahamas. We're going out there to snorkel with wild dolphins. Now, I've done this a couple times before, little day trips where I did some stuff in Bimini and that kind of thing, and that is a spectacular activity to know that you're swimming with some wild animals is beautiful and an amazing animals like dolphins, but purely on their terms, because they don't get fed. They're not like being rewarded to swim with you or anything like that, where, you know, you can get that experience at one of those captive dolphin places. Not to knock them, but it's a totally different encounter when you are doing it on those terms, and you see them swimming up to you and checking you out, knowing that they're looking at you because they're interested or curious. Have you ever had that experience yourself, Clay?
I have, and it was very cool. Both with dolphins, and one of the things we used to do in Australia was with the minke whales, which was very similar, and that was just a neat experience. Because they're basically like a 30-foot dolphin,
yeah.
In terms of temperament. They're very curious and all that. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting up there. I mean, we've got three more weeks, I think, of the Georgetown itinerary, and then we're going up to Freeport to do the wild dolphins, and then Caribbean Explorer 2 is headed back to the Northeastern Caribbean to do the to head back to her normal itinerary between St. Vincent Station and St. Kitts. It's been a fun year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to join us on that one in September, all you got to do is call them up at Explorer Ventures. You're running that big special still. It's, what, buy four, get one free, unheard of type deal, but that's what you have right now, right?
Yep, exactly. For all the trips that are still available for August and September, we've got some space available, not a lot, but it's all buy four, get one free.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be, and that applies to our September 26th Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We'll be on board for that. You can join us, as well as Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network. He's going to come on board and do us some presentations in the evening. And Gene Flipsy, who specializes in dolphin interactions. That's all September 26th through October 3rd. Call Explorer Ventures to book it now, 1-800-322-3577.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
In the sun by the bay, I wanna ride a manta ray, gliding through the ocean beneath the moon and stars. I'll never be the same once you ride a manta ray.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, you heard us talking about the mantas in Kona a few weeks ago. Who knows, maybe next week you'll hear us talking about having an encounter with one of those mantas on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Bahamas. Anything's possible, but it's definitely something you want to mark off the list. Now, one of the other things or destinations on my list is Grenada, and we got Peter on from Aquanauts Grenada right now to check in with, get a report on what's going on in that part of the world. How you doing, Peter? Peter.
Hey, Greg. We're doing actually great down here. We finished all our rebreather stuff, and now we have a new addiction, you know, diving on our rebreathers. We don't want to do anything else anymore.
Yes. Once you go rebreather, you never go back? Is that what you're saying there, Peter?
You know, probably not 100%. You know, I mean, there is things that it restricts you a little bit in your freedom of movement. You know, it's a little bit more equipment to carry around.
Right.
And it needs a little time of preparation, but the experiences underwater, you know, is just absolutely amazing. We see like reef sharks swimming around in places where we haven't seen them in ages, you know, and they come close by, eagle rays bump into you, you know, turtles just come over and want to mate because you look like one of them. So it's amazing.
Yeah. So, and this is a new program that you've kind of adopted personally, but also you're offering training on rebreathers there at Aquanox Grenada, correct?
Yes, exactly. The training will actually start as of October. That's when we are going to run our instructor training courses here. And until then, we can supply full rebreather support for people that want to come here and, you know, spend some time with us without bubbles.
Yes, without bubbles, for sure. Now, do you really see or notice how the animals act when you're on a rebreather? Is it really that dramatically different?
It's totally different. And I was, like, amazed at the moment. For example, we have the nesting or the breeding season of the banded jawfish. You know, this have the eggs in their mouth and the young fish, and they dig these holes.
Yeah,
and they're very, very shy. And you would think, okay, they're just scared of big things. No, they're scared of bubbles.
Really?
If you're on a rebreather, you can stick your face in the face of the fish, and he doesn't react. He just looks at you, you know? Who are you?
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, that is one of those shots that I've tried to get on video or still pictures when I'm on my liveaboard trips, that I never can get those jawfish unless you just sit there and maybe you hold your breath and you act perfectly still. So you're saying it's the bubbles, not so much the size of the person.
It's really the bubbles. You know, I was amazed by that when I saw it. And I tried it on the first one, it worked. Then on the next one, it works too. So it's definitely the bubbles, you know.
Huh.
And other school fish, you know, like the small fish that just like hide behind you, like they hide behind other big fish, and then the hunters come and hunt around you, you know, so you get to see a lot of things that are completely different.
Interesting. So I guess that would apply to garden eels and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. You can sit on the bottom of a reef and watch everything, and it's like as if you are not there.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned the sharks and the eagle rays actually bumped up against you, because what do you think?
Yeah.
Do they think you're another eagle ray or something, or what?
No, they just don't identify you as a threat, you know? I mean, you're just some big thing that swims around. They are a little bit clumsy, so they just ignore you.
Just
ignore
you. While
normally they're quite scared of bubbles.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it sounds more and more appealing every time I talk to you about this. I did a little rebreather experience many years ago, and I really thought it was cool. And then the company went out of business, and I created all kinds of, you know, I just got distracted. But I know SDS, that's the silent diving systems. Those are the rebreathers you're doing, right?
Yes, exactly. The Inspiration and Evolution.
And they really have it together and have made it quite an interesting program. I talk to a lot of folks that do that now, and it's definitely on my list of things to do, as well as going to Grenada. The conditions, I guess, are great. You haven't had any storms anywhere in the Caribbean at this point, so you got to knock on wood for that little thankful aspect, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just completely downgraded, so, I mean, there's not much out there, so the weather's fantastic, and, you know, it's the best time for diving here during the summer, because the seas are nice, flat and calm, and that makes it interesting.
Indeed, it does. Well, you know what? Get ready to pass the phone over to Glenn. She's in charge of all the specials they offer there at Aquanox Grenada. We'll connect with her on the Skype phone here next after the break. And who knows? Maybe you'll hear something that'll just tickle your fancy on the financial side of things when it comes to diving in the paradise of Grenada. It's all coming up. Thanks, Peter. Talk to you again real soon, buddy.
Okay, very good. Talk to you again.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master with Glenn this time. Peter's better half from Aquanauts, Grenada. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You should come down here. Great weather.
Yeah, well, it sounds awesome. You know, you guys are doing the rebreather stuff. I mean, Peter's definitely wetting my whistle to come down there and do some diving with you guys. It just sounds like a great time. I definitely want to try the rebreather thing, but I just want to come down and play. I mean, because I know you guys have tons of critters to see down there and cool things, whether it's the Bianca Sea, you know, wreck, one of the largest you can dive and most prolific when it comes to marine life that have covered this massive ocean liner from years gone by, or the reefs and walls that you have. I'm ready to come. Give me a reason, Glenn. What do you got going on this week?
Specials, well, we have two specials coming up in September. First, our Labor Day special. It's a single week. So for all the singles out there without a dive buddy, they can come down. There's no single supplement on the room. And we buddy you up and have some great fun for a week.
Excellent. Okay, but you got to be single. I'm not single. Can I come anyway and act like I'm single?
You can come anyway. Just come single.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. There's no legal documents required. You just have to come as a single diver. I got you now.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah. Later in the month, you have a rebreather week that kind of like what me and Peter were talking about earlier, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the end of the month, starting on the 27th of September, we have a dedicated rebreather week. We dedicate a dive guide and a boat for the closed circuit divers. So no bubbles, no noise underwater, and you know all the fun you can get with the closed circuit rebreather.
Yeah, all the fun you can have, and you have the whole boat to yourself, so everybody on board is using this new equipment and kind of learning together, I would imagine, correct?
That's right, yeah. No bubble makers on that.
No bubble makers on that one. All right, so that's AquanautsGrenada.com. Go there, book it today, either one of those specials, and who knows, maybe we'll be down there with you as well, here with the crew from Scuba Radio. All right, Glenn, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree. Wow.
How the hell did he get up there?
He couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap on.
Got up there somehow.
Well, you know, Lake Mead is just over the hill, and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver, I got a lot of gear, a regulator and a fishing spear, a PC, a compass, a diving watch, a bang stick that hangs between my crotch, my weight belt snorkel, prescription mask, my super jet fins, I go real fast. I go real fast, I go real fast. I'm a scuba diver and it's a gas.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. You know, we've been talking a lot about places to go. You know, we're going on our liveaboard cruise next week on a scuba radio scuba cruise throughout the Bahamas with Explorer Ventures. On the heels of that, we're heading down to the Florida Keys to do some lobstering. Yes, lobster season in Florida is open. And I have CJ and Jimmy the Helper Boy on the line as they are preparing to join me on that little excursion. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Greg?
Good, Greg.
Now, you guys are actually on the phone today, not in the studio, because you're literally taking your gear to the local dive center to make sure that it has been properly fine-tuned and ready to go for lobster season. Right, CJ?
That's it. Safety first.
Safety first. You got your Aqualung gear. You're ready to roll with that. And what are you having, an overhaul? What are you going to do?
I'm just going to have them look at it and make sure everything is up to par, and then we'll go from there.
Now, you told me before we went on the air that you actually pulled your rig out of the bag because you hadn't been diving in a couple months, and you hit the purge valve, and what, a bunch of sand dropped out? That's not good.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of Fort Lauderdale sand.
I made a castle with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you're being creative. So you're taking it over to the dive shop, having them give it a look-see to make sure everything's functioning properly and there's no sand lodged in there to keep you from breathing, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, you want to breathe. You want to have all that stuff working. And, you know, we've talked about this actually quite a bit last week, how you need to make sure, especially when you're doing things like lobstering, that the gear is working, that your skills are up to snuff, so you can really focus in when that fever hits. Do you already have the lobster fever, CJ, or what?
Oh, yeah, I feel it. I'm already melting butter as we speak.
Yes. You got your tickle stick, or are you doing the lasso, the noose, or what? What are you going to use?
I think last time the tickle stick and the net worked good for me, so
yes.
I'm going to go with that strategy.
So you're going to go with the tickler technique.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. And, I mean, first time, ironically, this is the first time I know for CJ. Is this first time for James, too, to go to Key West, or what?
Greg, this is a great trip. I haven't been able to find my own keys in about 3 days, so I'm looking really forward to going down to South Florida.
Yeah, well, if you're going down to Key West to find your keys, you may find them in places you don't want to go. If you stick your hand in a crack, you may not get it back kind of thing. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, no, Greg.
Well, it won't be Fantasy Fest, but it'll still be a blast because any day down in the Keys can get a little crazy. And I'm surprised neither one of you, being Florida boys, have not been to that part of the world. So this is going to be a whole new experience, not just to go down there and do some lobstering, but to go down and have the whole Key West thing going on for you guys personally. Anything you want to mark off the list, CJ?
Something about the buoy. We got to get our picture taken.
By the buoy, the southernmost tip of the United States there at the end of Key West.
I also heard a rumor about a possible wreck dive.
Yes, we're going to get on the Vandenberg. So, yeah, we're going to dive that. We're going to do some lobster in. And who knows, last time I was in Key West, I saw a guy walking around naked with a sock on his privates.
That was awesome.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Dives Alert Network. How you doing?
Staying out of trouble. How about you?
Same, and hoping to keep it so.
Are you expecting to get into trouble sometime soon?
Expecting? No. Acknowledging the possibility? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to need more.
Well, look, I got a friend who just got a new boat. And he's taking us out diving this weekend. He's a great guy. He's an awesome diver. And so is the rest of the group. But I'm afraid things are going to get a little rowdy without the structure of a traditional dive boat.
Well, that shouldn't happen. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else. And if these divers are as good as you say, they know that.
Just to be safe, what things should I keep in mind?
The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do you start?
With the boat itself. Like dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. That goes for the boat's captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine requirements like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board and, ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, you know, that sort of thing?
All of the above. Especially since in most waters, it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency?
Make sure that there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Oh, absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics of the boat, both in terms of how to find everything as well as what procedures are to be followed, and that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus a charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water, especially exiting. Ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get in the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in the current.
What about a bubble watcher?
An excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying aboard to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line.
Anchors can come undone. Storms arise. conditions shift, diver surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure the person you leave to tend to the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. They should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. It might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get right down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials, planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning. You still have to take time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group. You still have to make sure the safety equipment's on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires the same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. Man, now I can't wait for the weekend.
Have a blast, buddy, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Unless, of course, you have room for one more.
Absolutely. Come on, Jeff. Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day. And don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you've thought of it all. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Jeff Myers, who you just heard on our Dan safety tip right there, will be on board with us September 26th for our Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Bahamas. Wild dolphins, lots of giveaways, hats, shirts, that kind of thing. Of course, Bonic High Definition underwater cameras, Olympus still cameras, and of course, Oceanic dive gear for you to demo throughout the week. But Jeff will be on board. Just one more way that we've kind of, you know, joined forces to promote what Divers Alert Network does for the industry and give you a face-to-face chance to meet Jeff and hang with Jeff and hear some of the things that Dan is working on firsthand. If you're on board, you'll have that opportunity. Now, we've been doing a lot of things over the last few months to kind of do more and more with Dan because he does so much good for divers as a whole. And, you know, that's what we try to share the joy a little bit here on Scuba Radio as well. And so it makes sense to do more and more with Dan. You may remember from a few months ago that I actually was asked by Divers Alert Network to be, I wasn't asked. I actually asked them if I could be in one of their Dan training videos, and they obliged and said, look, we always need someone to play a dead guy in one of these dive training videos, so what the heck? Surely you can't screw that up. And they allowed me to come to the video shoot on the beach here in Florida and play a dead guy. So actually, I had drowned, and I had to be resuscitated, spew water, the whole thing. Basically, I get to vomit on camera. And I have gotten the clip finally from the production crew, and they've given it to us to post at scubaradio.com. My little, you know, 1 minute of fame clip is now on scubaradio.com for your enjoyment and amusement to view in the privacy of your own home, preferably outside of meal times. Okay? So, you know, check it out online at scubaradio.com. It's right there in the video box, the video widget. Watch the video. You can comment. You can rate it. You can submit my video to the Academy for an Oscar nomination. That's kind of where I'm going with this. Or you can just confirm for yourself once and for all that indeed I have a face for radio. I really don't care. It was fun to do. It was for a good thing. And look, it'll live on in infamy in a Divers Alert Network dive training video. And you can say, hey, I know that dead guy. I know. I've heard that guy. Yeah, he's kind of goofy looking. But, man, he spews with the best of them. That's right. More coming up.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Thank you. Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, I just told you about the new video there at scubaradio.com from my appearance in the Dan dive training video that'll be released here in the next few months. Once again, you can check it out at scubaradio.com. Got an email from, let's see, it says Debbie. She says, Greg, live up in Washington, listen to Scuba Radio. Heard your amazing story about the octopus and the eel from your Hawaii diving adventure. Any chance you're going to post that on scubaradio.com anytime soon? Or are you going to keep it to yourself and sell it to the Discovery Channel and make millions of bucks off of it and just turn your entire show over to one of the mermaids? That's not a bad idea. If I could only get Discovery Channel to buy it. I don't know, but that's an interesting suggestion as far as handing off the show to the mermaids. Where, I don't know, would it be better? Would it be worse? Well, feel free to share your thoughts with me at greg@scubaradio.com. I'll take your emails on that suggestion. As far as the video from Hawaii, yes, we are a little bit backlogged, obviously, on all the videos we've been talking about here on the last month or so, or 2 months of shows now. Basically, we had a major computer malfunction or a compatibility issue this time. Haven't lost any footage, but we started shooting with a different type of camera that shot a different format, and our video editing software didn't talk to it correctly, and basically we've been in limbo. So, but we've bought a new video editing computer specifically to edit all these mermaid videos, all these you know, manta videos, the eel and the octopus segment that Debbie refers to. It is quite cool, and we are in the middle of editing this stuff right as we speak, so the videos will start flowing literally there at scubaradio.com once again, and we apologize for the delay, but I think you'll find it worth the wait. I'm just as interested in seeing this stuff as you are, trust me, but you know, stuff happens, delays things every now and then, and you gotta go with the flow. So that's what we've been doing, but we're back on track, and you can find those videos at scubaradio.com here in the next few weeks. Look, another hour of Scuba Radio is on deck. We got to cover Florida spiny lobster season, which is getting ready to open next week, and much, much more. That's all in hour two, so don't go anywhere.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we didn't look here. Now we didn't look here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.